There was a moment of dreadful silence. Then the man with the gray hair smiled.
Who says we work for any casino?
He flicked his head to the side, and the two Bahamanians let go of Fisher. He crumpled to the floor, clutching his stomach. Martinez braced himself for a fight he would surely lose, but the three men walked right past him, grinning. When they reached the bathroom door, the man with the gray hair looked back over his shoulder.
I'd like you better as a Japanese, he said.
The door swung shut behind him. It took all of Martinez's strength to help Fisher to the sink. As he washed the blood from his friend's face, he slowly started to breathe again.
Jesus, that was close.
Fisher looked at him with his one good eye.
Close? What the fuck do you mean close?
I mean it could have been a lot worse, Martinez said, putting his hands under the warm water. His palms hurt where he had gripped the mop.
You see that guy's hair? Wasn't that how Kevin described him? Do you think he's the same bastard Mickey warned us about?
Fisher spat blood. He checked one of his front teeth with two fingers, making sure it was still tightly attached to his gums. In a way, it was fortunate that Fisher had taken the beating. Fisher was a Mack truck. If it had been Martinez against the wall, he'd be in the hospital.
Vincent Cole? Fisher asked. The fuck from the PI firm? No way, we're in the Bahamas.
It's only 10 hours or so by plane, Martinez said, leaning back against the wall. We've been gambling for 12.
You believe that shithead? Fisher grunted. Right inside the casino.
He turned and pointed to a corner of the ceiling. There was a video camera resting inside a black plastic bulb.
The bastards probably watched the whole thing.
What do you bet they forgot to press the record button? Fisher sneered. But Martinez could see he was rattled. He had been beaten up pretty good. If they had been in Vegas, Martinez would have taken him straight to the police. But they were in a foreign country with no witnesses. For all they knew, they'd get arrested for cheating. If that had been Vincent Cole, he had known exactly what he was doing. He had gotten the call from the casino, a client who had recognized him from the Facebook and had flown down to the Bahamas to teach them a lesson. Or, Martinez thought, he had already been in the Bahamas, waiting for them to show up, because he knew ahead of time that we were on our way. Martinez shook his head, pushing the idea away. Only a few people knew about the trip. Mickey, Kevin, and a few others on the team. None of them would have done this. Hell, the man probably wasn't Cole at all. There are plenty of guys with gray hair. It was crazy to assume it was Cole. He wondered if Fisher was working through the same thought process. He watched as his friend leaned over the sink, staring at his battered face in the mirror.
I think we need to make some changes, he said.
Martinez didn't disagree.